is Nick Jones at Sunshine Radio with another podcast for you. Now, we popped down to the Shropshire Hills Discovery Centre just last week to speak to Jade Meredith, the Marketing Development Manager, and Grant Wilson, the General Manager, to find out all about the future of Grow, Cook, Learn and the Shropshire Hills Discovery Centre.
Looking at the future for Grow, Cook, Learn, it's quite an exciting time for us. For those of you that don't know, originally the Discovery Centre was a Shropshire Council service, and it was run by the council at a fairly considerable cost to the ratepayer. But things have sort of changed 8 years ago. In 2014, Grow, Cook, Learn took over the running of the centre as when Shropshire Council transferred ownership to the local housing group. And Grow, Cook, Learn actually ran it since 2014 under the terms of a lease from the housing group. The exciting news is that actually the ownership of the building's just been transferred over to us. So we're now in control of our own destiny, which opens up a whole lot of opportunities for us, certainly in terms of grant funding. As a charity, we're eligible to apply for grants. And we have got some quite sort of interesting things in the pipeline, really, in terms of just developing our meadows, making them a more exciting visitor attraction, and also to sort of improve them as an amenity for wildlife as well. There's an awful lot of talk at the moment about sort of nature deficit and how nature depleted the UK has become, and that's something that we're really keen to address just by sort of creating lots of new habitat down in the meadows. It's an area that isn't farmed and isn't sort of needed for housing, so it sort of lends itself very, very well really to recreation and to sort of restoring habitat for nature. So there's an awful lot of interesting things in a pipeline there. I think the key thing for us, is now that we've got that that sort of secure tenure over the site, it opens up the opportunity for us to be able to look to sort of, fund us to do sort of longer term projects in the meadows.
So looking ahead into 2024, are there any future plans you can tell us about? Maybe an exclusive here for the Discovery Centre.
So one of the things that's, as I say, we've got this sort of secure tenure now, and we've had an idea in our heads for a number of years, actually, to create a new wetland area, some new habitat in our bottom meadow. We did actually submit a bid to the Severn Trent Community Fund for £25,000 to dig out a wader scrape and put a bird hide, some screening and some educational interpretation down in the bottom meadow. Delighted to announce actually that bid's been successful. So we'd like to thank Severn Trent Community Fund for funding that, and we hope to get work underway over the winter. So we'll basically be sort of excavating about 500 square metres in our bottom meadow, creating what's called a wader scrape. So basically it's an area of shallow wetland with sort of muddy banks and things like that. So it'll be a great habitat for invertebrates, so things like worms, bugs, etc., etc. And that in turn will attract sort of wading birds, things like lapwing, snipe, redshank, hopefully ducks as well. And the beauty of it is it won't just be a sort of wildlife thing, it will be an interactive, interpretive educational tool as well. So we hope to have, or we will have, a live screen in the centre itself, sort of showing people what's actually happening on the scrape. So people will be able to sort of view wildlife from the sort of warmth of the centre. But the nice thing is, we're trying to sort of link the two together. We're trying to link the meadows and the centre, really, so sort of bring the outside in and just encourage people to interact with nature. Our view is that, if people love something, they're likely to care about it. So our job's to sort of grow the love, really. And if we can encourage, more and more people to get involved with nature, and to sort of study it and learn to love it, then that'll be a really successful project for us.
So you're hoping to start the project before Christmas of this year. When would you look at completing it?
We hope to be completed really by Easter. By Easter 2024, it should only take a few weeks. Another thing, what I wanted to add as well, it'll be about accessibility. So we will be installing accessible paths as well, so people will be able to get down there with buggies, pushchairs, wheelchairs, etc. So we'd like it to be something for everybody, and we'd certainly do a grand launch. We're at the mercy of contractors at the moment in terms of timescales, but very much the hope is that we get everything up and ready for Easter.
So will there be any closures to the Discovery Centre while all this is taking place?
There shouldn't be a great deal. It should be to a minimum. The area of the actual scrape will just be in a sort of bottom corner of the meadow. Obviously, that will be out of bounds to the public whilst the diggers and excavators are in there. But as soon as that work's finished, we should open it up fairly quickly,
Now, you have many community events taking place here at the Shropshire Hills Discovery Centre. What have you got coming up with Half Term Looming?
So next up, we've got our bonfire and fireworks event on Saturday, 28th of October. One of our most popular nights of, well, our most popular night of the year. We've got fairground rides, glow sticks. We've got a glow stick stall. Sunshine Radio Entertainment are here. Lots of food stalls. It's a great night out for all the family, just to start off October half term.
So where can people get tickets or any more details on the event?
So all details are on our website and our Facebook page. Advance tickets you can get from our front desk here at the centre, or they are available on the night as well. So just a little bit cheaper in advance. We've got some discounted tickets.
So your gate's closed for that, about 7:50. You said people can get in on the gate, yeah?
Yeah, you can get in on the night, yeah. So it's £6 per adult, £4 per child and £18 per family on the night.
So that's coming up on the 28th of October. What have you got coming up next?
So after that, so that kickstarts our October half term, and then after, throughout October half term, we've got our spooky science family activity, where we've got, we're doing lots of crafts kind of geared around Halloween. People can make a cup scream, a face jump onto a pumpkin, things like that, and that's £4.50 per accompanied 4 to 11 year old, so the parent or guardian stays with them for that one.
Okay, you also do some movies here at the Discovery Centre. What have you got coming up, Grant?
Yeah, we also have a range of films in our Rotunda space. The next one coming up is Super Mario Brothers on the 2nd of November. It's Thursday night, so we have a little bit of entertainment and food beforehand as well, and a nice family show as well. And again, tickets are available in advance from the centre during normal opening times. From 10 till 5 every day.
So at the end of half term, it's then, I assume, the countdown towards Christmas.
First Christmas event is our Frost Fair, which is usually, it's always very popular. It's on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of November, so it runs across the whole weekend. We've got a wide selection of handmade crafts and Christmas gifts. We have some festive treats in our cafe, and the entry is free, just to browse and have a look at all of the stalls we've got there. And that's open 10 until 4 across the whole weekend.
I can see at the beginning of December the big man's going to be here.
So on Saturday the 9th of December we've got our big Santa events. We've got Breakfast with Santa, where we're in a new space this year, so we've got a little secret den where Santa and his elf will be ready to enjoy breakfast with everybody. Santa will obviously meet everybody, have breakfast with all the children, and we'll have there'll be a chance to meet him and get a present as well. And that's £15 per child, and booking is essential for that one, as that one does tend to fill up and sell out. And that's on Saturday the 9th, and we have slots available for that from 9 a.m.
So give us the opening times of the Discovery Centre and anything else that the old GP, the general public, can use it for.
So we are open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. every day. And we do have a great deal on. So as well as our events and family activities and all the wonderful plans that we've got for the meadows, we do have rooms available for hire for meetings, or we've got boardroom availability and a lot of kind of facilities involved in all of that. So if anybody needs anything like that and would like to know a little bit more, they can give us a call on 01588 676 060, and we're happy to help and chat about our options.
Thanks for that. And now, just before we go, Grant, if you can just tell us about the Shropshire Way 80K, which takes place in April of next year.
For those of you that don't know about it, it's basically a sort of mass participation challenge walk. We encourage people to come and experience the Shropshire countryside, and we have little checkpoints along the way with some local food as well. So people get a chance to try a local beef stew served in a barn high in the hills, and you get some barra brith, you get Shropshire fidget pies, local sausages, cheeses, etc. And there's something for everybody. We do the flagship event is the 80K. That's a 50-mile walk to be completed in 24 hours. If that sounds a little bit challenging, we also have a marathon, so that takes you up onto Longmynd, and then we do a half marathon, and then we also do Tusker's 10K. So that's just the shortest event of all. That's 6 miles, and you still get 4 hours to complete that. So it's something for people to bear in mind if you're wanting to get a little bit fitter over the winter and challenge yourself to something really exciting. And of course, proceeds go to charity as well. It helps to support the centre. And if people are interested in that, there's lots of details on our website, and there's a link to the event booking page as well on SI Entries. But as ever, if you need any more information about the event, drop us a line, and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Jade and Grant, thank you very much, and we'll see you Saturday.